Back here on today's Glaley Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Reagan DeVries and Addie Van Arendonk of the Pella Christian Girls Tennis Team after their second 7-0 start in 3 years. Reagan, starting off, just to be able to say that you're 7-0, what's that mean to you to just have that kind of success here early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, we lost a lot of seniors on our team, and I was thinking that's definitely going to be more of a rebuilding year. I didn't know what would happen, really, but being 7-0, it's great. I mean, being the only spring sport and at PC undefeated this far in the season, it's amazing.
Addie, same thing. How does it feel to be 7-0 and starting off the season strong here?
I think it's pretty awesome. It's not every day that you get to be 7-0 in a sport. Nothing else to say. It's pretty straightforward.
Hey, fair enough. And you both have siblings that are on other spring sport teams. So, Reagan, you just alluded to it. How much of that do you hold over Maddie in terms of bragging rights that you are the last undefeated team here on Eagle Lane?
I mean, yeah, it was her first year doing soccer, so she was a little new to it. But it's always fun to be an example of what a really good season can look like, and hopefully that she can have that later on in high school as well.
Absolutely. And of course, we're talking to the night where she scored her first goal of the year, so that's always fun too. And Addie, same thing. I mean, Ethan's been having a lot of success on the soccer pitch, but you know, as a cousin there, I know you mentioned to me beforehand that he's been talking about being one of the state leader in goals, but you've got that mark over him. Do you kind of rub that back in his face that you are undefeated a little bit?
Not really, because he's really good at soccer, and I can't really brag about our tennis when he's like going to be first in state for goals. So go Ethan, we're proud of you, good job.
I say, and I know Ethan well enough that I know he will take offense to be asking something like that, so we have some fun with that. But overall, throughout the season, Reagan, you alluded to the fact that this is a team that's been kind of rebuilding in a sense because of the loss of a lot of seniors over the last couple of years. What's been the thing that's kind of stood out to you in this group that's allowed them to find the success that you guys have here early in the year?
Yeah, for me, it's our 4 and 5 doubles. I mean, they have 3 freshmen out of the 4, and they're getting all these wins, which are leading us to being undefeated. I mean, 7-4 and 6-5 are the recent wins we had, and it's close matches, but it comes down to those freshmen, and they're just really stepping up, I think.
And Addie, I know you don't get to watch a lot of those matches since you're playing at the same time, but one of those being your younger sister, who's out for her first year of high school tennis and has had a very successful run there in that number 4 spot in doubles. How big has that been to have them find success early to help contribute to the success of the team as a whole?
Well, I think like 4 and 5 doubles people overlook sometimes, but they're actually like a very crucial part to the team. And like if we didn't have them, we wouldn't be as successful as we are now. And our freshmen are doing amazing. This is Nora's first year. Like, she had hardly ever touched a racket before this year, but she's just really athletic. So that works out for her, I guess.
Absolutely. And by my count, I think that they've only lost 1 total doubles match on the year. I mean, very successful.
And a super tiebreaker.
Yeah, I mean, very successful year. And again, we're talking to Reagan DeVries and Addie Van Arendonk of the Pella Christian Girls Tennis Team. And you're coming off of the win against Indianola. I know that you guys would have liked to have been able to win the doubles matches. You guys did take the singles matches, still very big in the overall scheme of things with a 7-4 win, your second 7-4 win in a row. And just knowing that every match counts, Reagan, how big was it to be able to pick up that win in singles play at the number 1 spot tonight?
Yeah, I mean, after last night against Knoxville, I was a little down, but I was really hoping to get a good match going today, and you never know with Indianola. They're usually pretty good, and so I was just really happy that I could maybe not do as great in the first set, but then come back and win it in the super, and it's really mental as well.
Mm-hmm. And Addie, the doubles match, I know it didn't go the way you were hoping, but it came after a very long singles match that you were able to outlast your opponent, and I know that that was kind of an exhausting match as well, but to be able to win a match like that and be able to come out on top, how big of a confidence booster was that for you, knowing that back-to-back nights you have longer singles matches and you're able to come out on top?
I mean, it's a huge confidence booster. I'm just kind of proud of myself. I don't know. Just like come out of a deficit and come back and then win. It's just it's all a mental game. Just telling yourself you can do it, kind of be your own encourager, because you can't really talk to anyone else. So you just got to really be your own friend when you're on the court.
Absolutely. And looking as you guys look to move forward in the season here in Oskaloosa coming up later this week, and then further on down the road, I know you'll have that matchup with Pella, the two unbeaten teams in the Little Hawkeye Conference, both here in the city of Pella. What's it going to take to be able to keep this winning streak up and keep just finding that success here later on in the year?
Yeah, ultimately it comes down to we can't view Pella as the undefeated team. We just got to view them as another team that we're just going out, playing our best. Lately, Addie's been giving us these little pep talks before each meet, and they fit great. I think that they're definitely a part of why we're winning. But, yeah. We just got to keep staying strong mentally and playing to our best for God.
Addie, same thing. What's it going to take to be able to keep the success going and be able to, finish the year strong as well?
I think not only does it come down to confidence and positivity, but also our team chemistry. It's not exactly a team sport, but in a way it is. Like, we depend on each other for encouragement, and we look up to each other and encourage each other, and just like trying to win, pull it off for our team, that's a huge part.
All right, now I normally wouldn't do this, but because Reagan just alluded to it and you told me earlier that you've been doing these motivational speeches, could you give our listeners one of these motivational speeches for their day to make sure they have a good day today?
Okay, so usually I start off with like yelling really loud, like, come on guys, we got this. Yep, we're super proud of you. Today we're gonna dominate and our confidence is really high, something like that. I don't know.
All right, fair enough. Reagan and Addie, appreciate the time. Best of luck throughout the rest of the season.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Reagan DeVries and Addie Van Arendonk here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.